כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
This week is Parshas Vayetze, and the topic we will be discussing today is Schirus Poyalim, the story between Yaakov Avinu and Lavan, and the sugya is the relationship between an employer and his employees, focusing on the story of this week's Parsha. The Rambam writes in the very last Halach and Hilchas Schirus, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin, and the Rambam is quoted both in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch Mishpat Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Chaf. And I'm reading the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which actually is the Lashon of the Rambam. Muzar HaPoyel Shelo Yevatel Ma'at Kan U'Ma'at Kan El Chayev Ledaktek Al Atzmoy Bizman. When the Rambam writes this halacha, the Rambam gives an additional nuance. It is not only the balabayis, the employer, that needs to be honest, caring, conscientious in his relationship with his workers, employees. Same goes for them. ומוזר הפועל שלא יבטל מעט כאן ומעט כאן אלא חייב לדק דקל עצמם בזמן שהרי הקפידו על ברוך הרביעי של ברכת המוזן שלא יבורך איסו. The כבון הזה גמור עם ברוכת תזיין. Employers working for another person or a company. When they say ברכת המוזן, they're potter from ברוך הרביעי. Fourth ברוך הרביעי ברכת המוזן is only מדרבונן. And Chazal exempted a worker from that bracha, which proves how honest, serious an employer needs to be on his job. How long does it take to say bracha revias? Not more than a few moments. Would it take a minute or less? V'afal piken potu. And that proves that you need to dedicate all your time on the job to your work. How far does this go? Minig HaMedina. Sometimes I am asked by people, so could I make a phone call? Could I call my wife and ask whether everything is home, is okay? My baby had a fever this morning. Could I call her and say, yeah, could I make a short phone call? Yes. Because at the end of the day, these halacha says, Hakol kemineg ha-medina. But you need to be serious, and you need to minimize any other activity. So, Abchelkio, Tori is told, and Tanis, Daf Chav Gimel, the Chachomim came to visit him. They said, Shalom Aleichem, and he didn't respond. And then they asked him, how come you didn't even respond? And he said, I was working. I was on the job. That is Midas Chassidus. That is taking this ethical value to the extreme. But this is a klal. Chayev ledaktek atzmai bizman. And the Rambam goes on and the Shulchan Aruch goes on. V'chein chayev elavid bekol koichoy. It is not only quality, quantity, but quality. It is not only working your full hours, it is also doing your best. V'chein chayev lavid b'kol koichoy. Sharei Yaakov v'tzadek omar. B'ki b'kol koichi avadeti esavichen. L'ficha chnot l'schorei av bi'o l'mazeh shenema v'yifreitzu ish ma'oid ma'oid. So this halacha has learned from this week's parsha. V'atenu yedaten ki b'kol koichi avadeti esavichen. So the Rambam quotes Yaakov v'tzadek. We all are familiar with Yosef HaTzadik. Tzadik Yesod Olam B'Midas HaYesod. Yaakov HaTzadik is usually not the Yaakov's title. I think it's only once that the Rambam defines Yaakov HaTzadik, and that is in Momenus. Bekol koichi avadat yisavichan. Lafichach notel zchori abi alamazeh shalem aviyifrets wish moed moed. People are looking for zgulas for Hashiras. So many people, thousands of people say, Parshas Haman every day in the morning, and many of them say Parshas Haman from parchment, from klaf. So one of the zgulas is, be honest on your job, work your fullest, dedicate the full amount of time you're on the job, and do your best. Chayev lavid b'kol koichi. So one would ask, how do we learn from Yaakov? Maybe it's a real midas chasidus. The Ovis Igdoshim or the Ovis Igdoshim. Maybe it's not a chiv. Like Abichelkio. Abichelkio definitely took it to the extreme. He was on the job and he didn't say Aleichem Hashalom Techach Mi Yisrael. That's an interesting question. But I think the answer is, we are supposed to emulate the ways of the Ovis. So whatever the Torah tells us about Masei Ovis is incumbent upon us. That is the nature and that is what is special about Masei Ovis. It is from them that we learn, it is them that we emulate, and therefore, if the Torah tells what Yaakov Avinu told, Rochan Aleich, Ki Aten Yedatem, Vaten Yedatem, Ki Bekol Koich Yevadati, that is a halacha, because it is from the others that we learn. So that would be my understanding. So coming back to the Reisha, the tour adds on another word. Says that the tour says that a poel, an employer, an employee is not only potter from Brocha Revis, he's also potter from Bechas HaZimun. And that is an additional Chiddush. But if the source is the Rambam, and we don't find that in the Rambam, why would the Torah add it on? So the understanding of the Levush is, when the Torah writes Bechas HaZimun, it actually means Bechas HaMazon. And he adds nothing on to the Rambam. The command of the Torah is, Sharei Bechas HaMazon Dikdu Kuchachomim, and they pattered the poel from Brocha Revis. But the Sma's understanding is, he is also put on Bechas HaZimun. And that's a Chiddush of Gabe Chiddush, because Bechas HaZimun takes even less time than Brocha Revis. Rabbi Yisrael Evelin mentioned, it takes a few seconds. Rabbi Shloime Kluger makes somewhat of a compromise. Chochma Shloime and Choshe Mishpot. Rabbi Shloime Kluger says, it depends. If all three poyalim finished their meal together and they're all ready to say Birchas HaMazon, of course they're chayiv b'zimun. But if one finished before the others, and the question is, am I supposed to wait till my two friends finish their meal in order to say Birchas HaZimun? That is what the tour means, and that is what the Sma means. No. You finished eating, you bench, back to the job. And you're not entitled, because of Birchas HaZimun, to wait till your friends will finish their meals. So number one, we learn from Yaakov Avinu, and there's another Gemara as well, in Bov Metzia Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Ad Heichan Shoymes Socher, and we learn from Yaakov Avinu, another posting in this week's parasha, that Yaakov says, V'achalani Choyrev, I worked so hard, in winter, in summer, I was in the rain, I was in the heat. And it's from the Yaakov Avinu that we learn, want to learn, and then also in Dinei Shomrim, Shomer Socher, how hard does he need to work? There's another posik in this week's parsha, and an interesting comment of the Malbim, and we're still in Hilchos Poyalim, Schirus Poyalim. Employee, employer. Lovin tells Yaakov, Hachi ochi atu va'avadetani chinom. Hagiduli ma'amaskurtecha. The Malba makes an interesting comment. A worker that starts on the job without clearly stipulating, without a clear agreement, what his wages are. So how much will he get paid? Hakol kemenig ha'medina. Says the Malbim, however, if your employer is your relative, then maybe the worker, the employee, has a right to say, I assumed you're going to pay me more than you would pay anyone else. After all, we're relatives. And that is why Lovin is afraid that Yaakov will take advantage of the fact that we're b'nei mishpocha, we're family. And that is why he says, Hachi yocho ati, Hachi ochi atu v'avadetani chinom, I want to know, what do you demand, and let's sign a contract. I don't think the Malbim actually means to be a machadash halacha that a person that's working for a relative deserves to get more pay. This is not a halacha we find anywhere. Mishneh, Gemara, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, no one says it, and it also doesn't make sense. If the worker would say, I thought you were going to give me more money because we're relatives, the employer could say, I thought you were going to demand less money, and I thought you were going to be happy to help me out in my parnasa. I think the Malbim just means a general comment based on what people might assume. After all, we're trying to get into the head of Lavan Arami. But what is correct is what the Malbim says. If there was no clear decision, a contract, an agreement, what the worker's wages would be, Hakol Kemenig HaMadina. However, when there is no clear minag, this is a huge discussion in the Poskim. Seems to be a contradiction between two sugism of Messiah and two seifim in Shulchan Aruch, which is interesting. So, this is a very common mitzius in Botei Din. And we have many tikim, many cases in which there was some lack of clarity, some confusion regarding the wages that an employer needs to pay his workers, his employees. One special case, which is really strange, was a person put an ad in the Haredi newspapers in Israel that were looking for a girl that would be willing to sleep every night with an elderly woman. So they couldn't expect a married woman to do it because she needs to be with her family, with her husband. But the idea was a girl that's studying in seminary and she might not live in Yerushalayim and she's in the dorm, maybe she would be happy to make some extra money and sleep with an elderly woman. So the ad said, we need a girl, seminary girl, that would be willing to come every night and sleep with this woman for 50 shekel. And a girl, yes, applied, and the family liked her. Her seminary was 45 minute drive to the house of that woman. And she came every night. She spent an hour and a half on the road. The end of the month, she gets paid a dismal sum, and she is in shock. And the family says, what we meant was 50 shekel for a night. And the girl was, what are you out of your mind? 50 shekel for all night? Including an hour and a half that I'm on the road just to get here and to get back to seminary? To me it was pushed that it's 50 shekel for an hour, not 50 shekel for a night. And that came to Beis Din. So even before talking about the sources, the psak was that he pays 50 shekel an hour. However, recommended because we don't think there was any bad intent. It was really a misunderstanding. So we recommended somewhat of a pshara. I think we said she should get 40 shekel an hour or somewhat. So this brings us to the fundamental question. Ayin vav emesechet bov metziah. We learn in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Person offered gemel. I don't know what gemel. He ordered $30 an hour for a poem to do a job. But he didn't speak directly with the workers. There was a middleman, an intermediate. And he was actually one of the workers. And he was the go-between between the employer and the other workers. So the employer offered $30. He lied to the workers and he said, you're going to get $40. But you're not working for me, you're working for him, and he is the one that's paying me, not paying you, not me. So they worked a month, like that seminary girl. At the end of the month, the boss says, okay, $30 an hour, and they protest. We were told 40. The Balabais asks the shliach, the middleman, did I say 30 or 40? And he admits, you said 30. I on my own, hoped, maybe you'll agree, I told them they're going to get 40. So the Mishnah says, the Balabayis, the employer doesn't need to pay more than 30 because that is what he promised. The workers will only get 30. The Shaliach, a middleman, does not need to compensate them because he's stressed, it's not me. You're not working for me, you're working for him. Ve'ein lehem olav elo taroimis. Soon we'll talk about what is the concept of taroimis. But first, let's discuss the sugya. So the Gemara is clear. Why does he need to pay 30? Not because he promised 30. He actually didn't promise them anything. Because there was never any direct contact between the employer and his workers. They didn't sign. They didn't even talk. So the fact that he told the middleman, I'm going to pay 30, is not really relevant. Because he didn't convey that sum. He lied to them, they're going to get 40. So what is binding the Balabayas to pay even 30? Minag HaMedina. But the Rishonim say, if there would be no Minag HaMedina, some people pay 40, some 30, some less than 30, then they would only get the minimum fee. Minimal fee. And that is the halacha that we learn in Simen Shin Lamed Beis. So this halacha is discussed in the beginning of Simen Shin Lamed Beis. See, follow the first sefer. Circus of Pilev Omer Lem Lahashkevet. No. That was Shin Lamed Aleph. Omer Shlichot Seves Choyli Poyalim Bishloisha. V'honach V'schoron Ba'arbo. Im Omer Lem Shlich Schor Chamalai Noisen Amabo. However, Im Omer Lem Schor Chamal Balabayis Noisen Balabayis Kiminag HaMedina. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Hoye B'Medina Mishinizke B'Shloisha Mishinizke Ba'arbo. And in Islam, Elo Shloisha, V'yeshlem Tar Oimes Al Hashaliyah. So, he pays the minimal fee. That's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, and that is what we learn in the Rishonim, Daf Ayin Vav. Daf Pei Zayin is an other halach. Person rented Poyalim. And there was a direct contact and agreement between the employer and his workers and the employees that he told them, Schachem, Kishnayim Oishloishom Mibneu Iyom. I'll pay you like two or three other workers in our town. So they didn't talk about a definitive sum, dollars and cents, but like two or three workers. Machlokes Bishua, and Chachamim Bishua says, he pays minimal fee. Chachamim Oimerim Mishamnin Beineihem. Rashi explains, statistically, we need to do a market evaluation. So if some workers get five, another gets three, then he will pay four, which is average. So what is the difference between these two cases? Seems to be a machlokes and a shainim. The Ritva says, he pays the average price only because he said two or three. What is the mishmoros of two or three? If he had a mind to pay the minimal price, then he would say minimum. When a person says two or three, it means we need to check out the market. And obviously, between two and three, that is what he needs to pay. That's the approach of the Ritva. So according to the Ritva, in any other scenario in which it is a matter of doubt or suffix how much he took upon himself to pay, we would say minimum. Is that because Amoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya? The Rift of Memvov in Dapi Arifam Bovemetzia has another explanation, and the Rift says, we always assume that an employer wants to pay as little as he could get away with. And therefore, it is upon the worker to stipulate, I want this to be my sachar, my wages. Not because there's a suffix and we say, but rather because that is the nature of people. And therefore we cannot impose on the employer to pay more than we assume he had in mind. So according to the Ritva, any other suffix we say, minimal fees, only because he said Shnayim v'shloisha. That does not appear to be the opinion of the Ramban. And the Ramban learns from our case that in any other suffix, you pay the average of the market value. And the Ramban is medame, compares Chidus Poelim to mekach umemkar. You bought an object and it is not clear what was the price we agreed upon. We check the market and you pay the average. That is the opinion of the Ramban. And that is based on Bob Metzia Pezayim, Shin Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel. How would the Ramban explain the difference between Shin Lamed Bey Siv Aleph, the Gemara and Daf Ayin Vav? Sma Siv Koten Gimel says, there is a difference. And what is unique, what is different about Daf Ayin Vav is, because there was no direct agreement or contact between the employer and employees, and the psike that they did get is totally void, totally invalid, because the shliach lied, it is as if they started working with no psike, with no agreement, and that is when we say, an employer would pay as little as possible, the minimum he could get away with. It is on the shliach that had to stipulate, this is what I want to be paid. And then the Sma asks, but in our case, they did stipulate. There was a clear agreement. So why should they lose out? Why would we say, Yod HaBarat Tachtoino, they were promised 4, not 3? Says the Sma, but because the middleman emphasized, don't come to me. It's not I that need to pay, what's he? Then we would expect them to talk directly with the boss, bearing in mind and hearing from the shaliach, he's the one to pay you. Don't come to me. And that is why they should have stipulated and spoken to their direct employer, not to the middleman. And that is why they would only get a minimal fee. So actually, it's a machlokes Ramban and Ritva. Any suffix regarding the sum that an employer deserves to get paid, according to Ramban, average, according to Ritva, minimal fee. It is only Shnayim Ashloisha that is different. Chuvas Marashdam, Shin Lamed Hecho Shemishpot, strongly leans towards the opinion of the Ramban. But then at the end of the Chuva he writes, it's Din Amominus, Yef Shela Hoitzi, so the Aluch is actually in accordance to the Ritva. In any doubt, it is not the average, but the minimal fee that the poyel will get. Ktzayis Achoshin Shin Lamed Aleph Siv Koten Gimel seems to understand that there's no machlokes between the Ramban and the Ritva at all. And his fundamental understanding is that same. Even though when we analyze and learn the Ramban and Ritva, it seems to be clear that there is a machlokes. So in the case that I mentioned about the girl that came every night to be with that old woman for 50 shekel, the reason our psak was fundamentally he can't get away with 50 shekel for a night, first of all, that is ridiculous, totally unacceptable. It is so far from what is considered average or Minhag Medina. And also because the nature of this job goes by the hour. Like a babysitter is usually paid by the hour. And if you don't have a steady job with wages, usually whenever we need to structure a payment plan, it would go by the hour. Especially in a case like the one we dealt with by the nature of things, one Aichi might come a bit later and then a bit earlier, and sometimes the family will be spending time with her elderly mother and she doesn't need to be around, and sometimes the lady will get up earlier, get up later till others come to step in, and therefore it is reasonable that the agreement should have been or actually was based on payment per hour. And that is why that was our psak, but we did recommend a certain level of pshara. I would like to briefly address the concept of tarayimus. So the shliach lied. He promised them four. Balabais had no intention of paying them four. And because he told the workers, you're not working for me, you're working for him. Ein lahem elo tarayimus. Is tarayimus a halachic concept? Teferes is all a Mishnayis, first Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mesechet Vav, Messiah says, Teroimis does not oblige the person that did something wrong to pay even not, let's say, Sidei Shemayim. However, our generation was zeicher to an abundance of new Sfarim, Mekis V'yad, and we have a Sefer Vav, Messiah from Talmud HaRashba, and he says, Midas Chasidis, the Shliach should pay. He's the one that lied. He's the one that caused loss to the workers. Therefore, Midas Chasidus, he should pay. Is there still a contradiction between Talmud and Ashba and Tefes? Well, I don't think so. I wrote a major kuntras about various different concepts in essence and different levels of chiyuvim that cannot be enforced in Beis Din. And let me just briefly mention the concepts. Chayev b'dina shamayim. Chayev lutzeis yedei shamayim. Are these two concepts the same? I argued no. Chayev b'dina shamayim is a higher level of chiyev than chayev lutzeis yedei shamayim. Usually Chazal don't even use the terminology chayev lutzeis yedei shamayim, but bebo lutzeis yedei shamayim. And therefore, notion of chiyev, Chiyuv b'din shamayim is a higher level of chiyuv than tzeis yedei shamayim. Where does lefnei meshuras hadin fit in? A lesser chiyuv than tzeis yedei shamayim. And I think when Chazal say lefnei meshuras hadin, it is lefnei meshuras every din. It is also lefnei meshuras din shamayim, not only lefnei meshuras din based. And I brought Toises says there are three different types of three different concepts of three different levels of Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. So we already have five. Dina Shemayim, Lesei Sidei Shemayim, and three levels of Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. Number six is Midas Chasidus, which is a lesser chiyev than Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. Midas Chasidus is only for the very special Chasidim V'Anshei Maaseh. Number seven is Ruach HaChomim Noichahemeno. And that is the last Mishnah Masechet Shviyas. Hamach Zechoy B'Shviyas, Hamakayim is the word of Ruach HaChomim Noichahemeno. And Chazal always use very precise and exact definitions. Midas Chasidus says, we recommend you to pay. Midas Ruach HaChomim Noichahemeno is not even, we don't urge you to pay. We don't recommend that you pay. But if you do pay, the Chachomim are proud of you. And that is the lesser chiyev of all the gdorim of Tashlumin, which are not enforceable and based in. So there are 7-3 levels. Talmud Rashba says, chayev only midas chasidus. And he definitely could agree with the first so there is no chiyev l'tzeis yedei shamayim. Rabbi Saul Salanter has quoted, the concept of tarayimus is, you have the right to be angry. You have the right to feel hurt. Chassam Sofer before Rabbi Saul Salanter, Chidushim Bo Mesiyed Ha'apayim Vav, Mutaloy lehisraim. So Zalanta uses the words Mutaloy lehakpid. And I don't really understand. Do you need a heter to have taroimis? Is it an iser What is the issue to have a kapeda on a person? To feel hurt. I don't hate him. It's not like sisnas achichu bervacho. I feel hurt. Do I need permission to feel hurt? What is the manifestation? Marshag goes to the extreme. The Marshag is one of the greatest gedolim in Hungary, a Talmud of the Maram Shik, Chele Gimel Simenum Gimel, and he says, when Chachomim say, you have the right to have teroimis, you are allowed to take revenge. There is no isav nekime venetire, and that doesn't make sense. This is a lav, loisikim veloititra. What's the heter? If he's not chiyuv l'shalem, if he has no chiyuv to compensate, how could I hurt him? There is a Rashi in Bo Metzia Nun Beis Amid Beis, and that is a different sugi of Taraimis, but there once again we find in the Mishnah the Loshon of Taraimis. And Rashi says, it's a discussion in the Gemara, Lomi Yisrael Morav V'yoytzi Di Bosoi. And Rabbi Yankov Roy wants a proof from this Rashi in a Sefer Pischei Choshen, that when you have teraimis, you are allowed to express your feelings and even berabim and embarrass that person. I don't think it's a raya from Rashi. First of all, there is no real necessity to define teraimis in various different sugyas in the same way. So what I think, when a person has the right to have teraimis, not only has the right to be makpid, he also has the right to tell the other party, you hurt me and I really have bad feelings about it. But my basic understanding is teraimis is not about the victim. It's about the perpetuator. And when the Gemara or the Mishnah says, yes, Lord of teraimis, it means that you are doing something wrong. You don't bear monetary liability, but this is wrong, and you're doing an avla. And a good Jew should stay away from wrongdoing. So teraimis is not so much the right of the victim. Person doesn't need permission to have a kpeda on another. But when Chazal say, yesh lo yorav teraimis, what they mean to say is, you don't bear responsibility and basin, but that doesn't mean you're a tzaddik. You are do something very wrong. And that is wherever we find the concept of teraimis. So when the employer told the shaliach, I am willing to pay 30, and the shliach tells the workers, you're going to get 40, and that's a lie. And they are deeply disappointed. And they say, we wouldn't agree to this unless we got 40. If we even have direct access to the barabayit, we would negotiate. And maybe he would give us more. Or we would look elsewhere. So when Chazal's deal about teraimis, it is about the perpetuator and not about the victim. So today we discuss Yaakov Avinu, and our basic topic started with the Rambam. Yaakov HaTzadik Oved B'Kol Koichoi. The Chiddush is, Yaakov had a very nasty employer, and his employer wasn't that honest, and he wasn't that conscientious, and he wasn't that forthcoming. Lovenu Arami, Dazaken and Bali Atoisvis, many other Rishon and Baraturim, and it actually starts in Medrash. The Pesuk already says that Lovan lived in Padan Aram, so why do we need to stress again Lovan or Arami? Arami is the same letters as Ramai, a liar, a cheater, a dishonest person. Lovan took advantage of Yaakov. Hichlef es maskorti asoramoinim, but afal piken. That didn't affect Yaakov's way to treat Lovan. He had a nasty employer that was not fair. But our Torah, Sefer Yosha, Sefer Yoshua Perikud, and once again a Sefer Shmuel. And another Zorah Chofei the Gemara says, why is our Torah defined as Sefer Yosha? Because Our others were Yeshorim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it is them that we emulate. Sometimes I am deeply disturbed at what's happening in many segments of our society. Nice people, B'nai Torah, and they ask me such outrageous questions. Could I steal from Kupat Cholim? So the other way a person asked me, he has a certain illness, and he's entitled to get two portions of medicine every month. I don't know exactly what that medicine was. And he says, I don't really need to, but could I take and sell? And I say, Social Security is about your financial status, and that's Bituach Lomi, but Kupat Cholim doesn't give you medicine to sell. Kupat Cholim is supposed to give you as much medicine as you need. But if you don't need, just because you are entitled to get as much as you need, you can take more than you need and sell. And these type of questions come to me on a daily basis. And I'm trying to have an ayin toivonti b'malamet zchus. In some parts of our society, there's such extreme poverty. And poverty, anias maviras odam aldas koinoi aldatoi. I hope it's just a result, not of our educational system, but bred and fueled by poverty. But I think a good Jew, a Shoyme Torah, a Yarei Hashem, should be the most honest person in the world in all his dealings, whether it's individuals or institutions or a municipality or the state. Our Torah is Sefer HaYashar, and our others were Yeshorim. And we need to have betochen. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the great provider. And he will provide for us bederech heter, bederech kovid, without us having to cut corners and be dishonest. The Be'er HaGoyle was one of the Gedolim 500 years ago. And his commentary on Shulchan Aruch is fundamentally just references, just sources. Four different sources in Choshe Mishpot, Rei Samach Vov Bashov Saveda, primarily Shin Memches Hilchos Geneva, Dinei Mazik, Nizkei Momen, and four different sources, which is not typical at all, but it goes to great length. And most so, Shin Memches and Choshe Mishpot. And he says, even though Chazal were lenient and sometimes permissive and taking advantage of non-Jews in business, Taus Akum, but the Beit HaGoyle strongly urges, be honest with everyone, Jew or Gentile. And I have realized, writes the Beit HaGoyle, those people that made a fortune out of cheating non-Jews ultimately lost all their gains. And it is only those that were totally honest with everyone they did business with everyone they dealt with, Jew or Gentile, those are the ones that ultimately were successful and they accumulated wealth. And whenever I quote the Beit HaGoyle, I say, it is so important to emphasize who was the Beit HaGoyle and what's his life story. In the second Akdomah to Be'er HaGoyle, he explains why he called the Sefer Be'er HaGoyle. Goyle indicates Goros. And he says, when I was young, our town was ravaged and ransacked by the Cossacks, and they killed and raped and pillaged and stole, and we had to run away and flee in the middle of the night, and for months we were navinad, without a roof over our heads. And he describes the suffering and the torment and the pain. If anybody had the right to say, yes, take back a thousandth of what they took from us. Yes, take advantage of those Rishon, of those cruel barbarians. It was he, and he finds the moral courage and ethical greatness to say, but we are different. We are Jews. We are Am Hashem. And our Torah is Sefer HaYashar. Regardless of how they treated us, we should be honest in all our dealings. And that is huge. That is real greatness. And to me, it is so admirable. So Yaakov HaTzadik had a nasty employer, but in no way did it affect his integrity and his honesty. And that is what we need to admit.
כל הלשון.
Especially these days, there are no secrets. We are too big to hide. We could run, but we can't hide. We're too obvious. And too many spotlights on us. And whenever a firm Jew is caught cheating, lying, taking advantage of others, it's a huge chilul Hashem. Besides our tzidkus and our honesty and our integrity, it is an unbelievable chilul Hashem, and it affects others. And it stokes anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism cannot be justified in any way. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to be careful not to magnify and not to encourage anti-Semitism. And therefore, we need to have betochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide and He will feed. Mebeitzei kinim ad kana ra'eimim. And I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should expect and assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make our panasa in a dishonest way. So you need to trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yankov et Tzadik Ovid Bekol Koyach Ulefich Agnot L'Schor Yav B'Yolem Azeh Shenemar V'Yifroitzu Ish Ma'oid Ma'oid. So on top of the Parshas Aman that you say and other Sgulas for Parnasa, bear in mind this is one of the greatest Sgulas in Parnasa. Be honest, keep your integrity in all your dealings, and you'll have Siyata Dishmaya and Brocha and Shefa Rav. We should all be Zerche B'Korah B'Yameinu. To Yeshua Selam and be as girl Tzedek B'Mehero V'Yameinu. Amen.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha B'Kol HaLashon 03-617-1111